The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And believe me, man, we have so much to talk about. A game 7 in the NBA on Monday night, a couple of great games in the NHL, playoffs over the weekend, and of course, Major League Baseball is obviously going in full throttle. Got to welcome in the tag team partner in crime, none other than Jeff Rich. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well. 60 minutes, not enough for the vying for the Eastern and Western Conference championships in the National Hockey League as they chase Lord Stanley's Cup. The NBA playoffs, Washington and Boston give us another game. You said that one was going 7. Spurs and Rockets, not so much, but we are on that crash course for Cavs Warriors unless one of these teams can get in the way.
Yeah, and that's a good question. I mean, do the Spurs have anything in the tank, and will they be able to go out there and compete with the Warriors when they're playing so fantastic right now? And obviously, a little bit banged up is Kawhi Leonard and no Tony Parker. So we'll get into that and a whole lot more. He is Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. Tons to talk about in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody. And let my feelings go.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it.
Boosler for 10, and Curry. Oh, my goodness.
From about 5 feet beyond the arc, Bogut with the block. Green back to Curry. Bang! Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good.
What the hell's going on out here?
I'm not quite sure what the heck is going on, but I do know that was a lot of Steph Curry, and we're going to see a lot of Steph Curry against the San Antonio Spurs in just a few short hours, I would have to say. So it'll be a lot of fun watching those two battle. We'll have to wait and see who can get through Boston and or Washington. And that was a fantastic ball game the other night, Jeff. I don't know if you happen to catch it or not, but we wanted drama, and we finally got a little drama in the NBA with a Game 7 in the second round between the Boston Celtics and the Washington Wizards.
The only thing that upsets me about that is that it ruins my prediction. I said Celtics in 6, Spurs in 6, and I thought I was going to be right on with that. And it looked that way. It was like 87 to 82 late. And then John Wall shows his giant cojones, taking a low percentage shot, but it goes in. Isaiah Thomas gets the ball in his hands at the end of the game and cannot put the series away on the road. Washington has slaughtered Boston Celtics in their own building this season. And over the last few seasons, they've been very successful. I don't know if it's an indictment on Brad Stevens that, you know, your team blows the lead that late. Sometimes, you know, it just comes down to what players make the plays when it counts. And the Washington Wizards did that. They lived to see another day. And Sunday is that day, man.
You know, John Wall had so much pride, man. Let's be honest. You know, he really took that upon himself to go out there and make that basket, man. It was put up or shut up time, and John Wall really put up. The bottom line is he had too much pride to let them lose on his home floor. So truth be told, man, I was really happy to see John Wall, Bradley Beal, and the rest of those guys go out there and defend their home court, man. Neither one of these teams have been able to crack each other on their home floor. And when you have a Game 7, Jeff, as we all know, anything can happen, man. This is a 50-50 spot. The Washington Wizards have absolutely nothing to lose. The Boston Celtics are the team that's favored. They're the team that has home court advantage. They're the team that's supposed to win. So as cool as Brad Stevens and IT and everybody was after that ball game when they lost in Game 6. Look, man, I think that they're going to be a little nervous for Game 7, and you can go two ways with that. You can either have that nervous energy produce a really good thing for you, or that nervous energy can affect the way that those guys go out there and play. So we'll have to see what happens Monday night when those guys do battle, but all the power and all the props in the world goes to John Wall, man. That was a huge shot that he took several feet, couple, 3, 4, 5 feet behind the three-point line. And that was a do or die, man, because they weren't going to get the rebound there. That ball probably would have gone to the Boston Celtics and the game would have been over. So, look, he called game. He had the last shot, and we're seeing a Game 7. So I'm pretty excited, man.
Yeah, don't tell Scott Brooks how weak the Eastern Conference is. He's got a battle out of him. He knows what the Western Conference was when he was on that Thunder bench. You know, he's got a squad there in Washington that's young and it's going to be around. I don't think it matters whether they reach the conference finals against the Cleveland Cavaliers or not. I think the Washington Wizards are going places. I think that they need to add one more piece. And I'm going to tell you, man, Durant signs with the goes home, you know, pulls a LeBron, goes and signs with the Wizards in free agency. That's a different team. That's a team that's very, very competitive with the Cleveland Cavaliers, but not the case. You know, Durant goes to Golden State, who hasn't lost a game, and you know, we're going to see an epic Game 7, I think, and I think that we're going to see a great series in the Western Conference Finals. I think that it is chalk. You know, it's if there's a more inevitable way to state when something is chalk, I think now is the time.
Yeah, no, I agree. Look, man, the bottom line is this, is we've got ourselves a very good Game 7 to see between the Boston Celtics and the Washington Wizards. You've got a really, really good IT that, I'll tell you what, he played pretty well in the fourth quarter the other night too, Jeff. They just didn't have enough, man. At the end of the day, one shot from John Wall was the difference, and it was a one-point game. I mean, it doesn't get much closer than that. There were stretches in the game, though, that were kind of awful. However, the outcome was pretty fantastic. So it was interesting because I was talking to our good buddy Mike Wilson the other night when that game was going down. He just kept saying, oh, hang on, hang on. I hope these guys can hang on, this and that and the other.
Playing not to lose, man. Playing not to lose. They could not close out because they did not play to win. They played not to lose on the road. And the Washington Wizards just outlasted them down the stretch. They get the, you know, they get that big N1 on what could have been a charge call on John Wall, which shrunk the lead to two. And then they get then they turn the ball over. I mean, Boston had opportunities. If Boston doesn't win Game 7 on their own floor, they can't say they lost to the Boston to the Washington Wizards. They could only tell you that they beat themselves in this series. And if you know they're the one seed. I know that people aren't looking at it that way because Cleveland put it into cruise control, and actually they probably put it into neutral down the stretch and failed to pick up that one seed. But Boston should really try to look in the mirror and realize what they are. They're the team with the best record in the Eastern Conference. They failed to make the conference finals. This 16-17 season is an absolute failure for Brad Stevens. And Danny Ainge is going to try to make some moves. He's going to make some moves anyway this offseason. But Danny Ainge is going to have to look at this and say, where can we get better? We're the third best team in the Eastern Conference at best if they don't win Game 7 on Monday night.
Yeah, I think they win Game 7, personally. I think it's going to be really tough for Washington to go out there with the emotion that they had in Game 6. And then, obviously, winning that ball game, Game 6, was very emotional as well. And like I said, man, they did that on their home floor. Let's see how their role players play on the road versus the Boston Celtics players that will be playing at home, their role players. So, again, we've seen it time in and time again, Jeff, how much of a difference that makes for the home team when those role players are playing better at home. So, look, Avery Bradley's been everything that we could expect him to be and more, probably, especially on the offensive side of the ball for the Boston Celtics. So, truth be told, man, I just look at this game as it's going to be a dogfight. It's going to be a war, and I'm expecting another 1 to 5 point ball game here in a Game 7 that I think we're going to get the best out of IT and the best out of John Wall and the best out of Bradley Beal and the best out of Kelly Olynyk and just everybody else, man. So, bottom line is, let's see ourselves a great Game 7 on Monday night from the Boston Celtics and the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, you really want to hope that it comes down to a final possession or overtime, and even in overtime, you know, whoever has the ball last wins the game, that kind of thing. I think that's what we all hope for. I think that, you know, both of these teams are going to look, you know, are going to run into a buzzsaw in a very well-rested Cleveland Cavaliers team, but what a series. You know, and this was the good thing about Boston getting the one seed, is that we didn't have to, you know, we didn't have to see Washington taking on the Cavaliers in the second round.
Yeah, I do want to talk a little bit on the other side about the Wild Wild West with the, obviously, the San Antonio Spurs and the Golden State Warriors. Obviously, that should be a pretty interesting matchup in the sense of the Spurs will just go out there with the team that they have on the floor, and they're going to go out there and compete to the best of their ability.
They're younger. I think that this is a little bit of an advantage. I think this might help them with the young guards at Golden State.
Yeah, and I don't think that we have had an opportunity to really talk about how good Greg Popovich is. But anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll get into that and a whole lot more on the other side. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's Thompson who just checked back in and knocks out a three. Thompson, a rainbow three. Klay Thompson with his eighth three-pointer. Holden keeping it alive from the new possession. Thompson turning and shooting. What a shot by Klay Thompson. A long three for Thompson, and that is an NBA record. His 10th three-pointer of the night.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
All right. All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world. We'd finally have a Game 7 in the NBA on Monday night. We have the Golden State Warriors and the Spurs going at it later today. The Cavs are still just kind of chilling, man. That's kind of surprising when you think about it, man. how much time off have the Cleveland Cavaliers gotten? That's the real question. A lot when you think about it. A ton. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We want thoughts. We want opinions. Hit us up on Twitter at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out at Dorf Online. And then obviously check out the website, Dorf on Sports Radio or dorfshow.co. Let's jump out to the phones. Let's hook up with one of our favorite callers, and none other than Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, you got the Dorf Man. You got Jeff Rich. What's on your mind today, brother?
Good morning, guys. First of all, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I know we all have mothers. Andy, I especially want to say happy Mother's Day to you and your mom, fine woman that she is, and my wife who has brought me to incredible, wonderful joys. And wish everyone out there a great day. Remember your mom. Call your mom. Love your mom. Hug your mom. Kiss your mom. She's what it's all about. But I will tell you, to get into it right away, you just made a comment, Andy, about time off and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And basically, that's the formula, it looks like. You know, you take some time off in the regular season. Who cares about being the one seed? It's about being rested and about winning these games when it counts. I mean, Cleveland has just been blowing through everybody. So has Golden State. The NBA playoffs, and I hate to break your guys' bubble, but they're almost unwatchable. I mean, what, we've had two Game 7s, and all right, so you have your John Wall moment and your Isaiah Thomas moment. But for the most part of it, these games are just unwatchable. We're just waiting to see the thriller in Golden State, you know, the third leg to the Golden State-Cleveland series. I mean, the thing that's watchable is hockey these days. I mean, 18 first-round overtime games, 25 total, and both conference game ones go to overtime. My goodness, is there any more better sports television? Well, I mean, the NFL TV, NFL is about around the corner, but I mean, hockey is blowing the NBA away, but yet no one's really watching because who can ever find the darn games?
I mean, hey, Mitch, you stole the words right out of my mouth talking about the rest in the regular season. I think that that's proven to pay off for both teams, really. I mean, when you think about it, you know, Golden State got the one seed and everything. Cleveland does not, but going 8-0, it gives you time to rest in between the second and third rounds as the competition gets a little bit tougher there. And I have to agree with you 100% that hockey has just blown basketball out of the water so far in these playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it's just and think about the type, you know, going back and forth on these two topics. Think about the mileage some of these guys have had in terms of LeBron, how many playoff games, Olympics, all of this stuff, All-Star games. I mean, these guys are playing nonstop. You give them the rest, and of course, these guys are like, all right, during the season, you can't rest them when they take their one trip out west or whatever because people want to pay to see them. But you know what? Bottom line is. You can't regulate that stuff because these guys are about now. I mean, this is really the season. That's about entertainment. It's about kind of getting some sort of fictitious, some seeding to fight and weed out who's good or who's not. When it really boils down to in basketball, it's like, we only got two good teams. That's it. And we're just waiting for hopefully, the last 5 minutes of a Game 7 between Golden State and Cleveland. And let's see if LeBron can etch himself into that GOAT conversation that he rightfully deserves.
Hey, let me ask you this, Mitch. You know, we're all on the same page. I hate to say it, but I've been posting a lot about the NBA playoffs and how poor I think they've been and lackluster and obviously terrible games. It sucks when you see a 40-point rout from the Houston Rockets getting absolutely just dismantled by the San Antonio Spurs on their home floor. So
in a closeout game.
In a closeout game. Well, and bottom line is I'm right there with you, man. I agree with you 100%. These games haven't been all that competitive. However, with that being said, I would assume, like myself, you've been around the game and you've watched it for a really, really long, long time. And with that being said, back in the day when I grew up watching the NBA, when I was a huge Milwaukee Bucks fan, look, there were more teams that were in the mix. However, at the end of the day, look at the 80s, look at the 90s. Who was winning championships? It was only a couple of teams. So what my point is that there's a lot that's different, but there's a lot that's still the same. Even though back in the day there were four or five teams that had a chance to win, realistically, it was probably two or three when you really think about it. So what I'm really trying to say is there's not that much different between today's game than there was in last year or the games of the 80s and 90s. The only difference is now it's more social media. It's more publicized. We hear more about what's going on with these guys on and off the floor. So truth be told, Mitch, not a lot has really changed. When back in the day when Michael Jordan was winning six in a row or three in a row, what's the difference between that and the Cavs and the Warriors?
Guaranteed money and care and love for the game. I think that the NBA player today nowhere near cares as much as the player of yesteryear. And I actually think that maybe, now granted the opportunities to score and points in basketball obviously is a lot greater than hockey, but you see hockey guys wear the stuff on their face, on their chest. They bleed this stuff. It's like the hockey player really, truly cares about this. And then you feel like the NBA player is kind of like, these guys are being paid. And it's like, all right, you know what? I get blown up. So what am I going to do, Harden? I'm going to go out and party at the strip club. I mean, come on now. It's ridiculous. Andy, there's a big difference today. I think that they're paid so much money that it really, when it gets down to it, if they're not in it, what does it matter? It really doesn't matter to these guys.
Here's the deal, though. There is a difference, man, and you're right on one aspect. Yeah, the way that these guys go out and handle a loss or a victory is definitely different than it was back in the day. I'm not going to give you an argument there. Those guys had more common sense. That's the bottom line. I'm sorry, but today's guy thinks they're invincible. Those guys knew that they weren't invincible, and that's the difference between today's athlete and the athlete back in the day. And your point about hard work, I agree with you as well. They're not putting in the hard work as they did back in the day. But technology and everything else that's going on today is probably a lot of the reason for that. So, look, I think the game isn't as good as it was back in the day. However, we have more stars. We have better athletes. So, again, there's good and there's bad when you look at today's game versus the game back in the 80s and 90s.
We have more stars today? Come on.
Yeah.
I think we had more stars back in the day. I think back in the day, each team kind of had some stars.
I think the bar might have been.
There was a, go ahead, Rich.
I think the bar might have been a little bit lower back in the day. You know, there's some recency bias to be had there, but every year the sport gets better, regardless of what sport you're talking about. So I think that there are a lot more people that are training from a younger age to be professional athletes. You have a lot of these Todd Marinovich, LeVar Ball types that basically out of the womb, they want to put a ball in their hands and they want to make them great. So I think that's not necessarily the model, but I think that today's athletes are much better. And I think that there's big names that are obviously legends from the past, but I think that you could make an argument that there's a lot more stars in today's game, regardless of what sport you're talking about.
That's because of, I think, through social media. I think back in the day you had stars because locally you had your star. Today the stars are a little bit more global and they're a little bit more league based as opposed to team based.
Well, what was it, 1981 that the NBA Finals started airing live? I mean, if you're in Milwaukee, I mean, you don't play for the Knicks or the Lakers or the Celtics back in the day, then you don't get any recognition. So I'll give you the point there.
Exactly. That's right. Hey, come on. Kent Benson was our star, right, Andy?
Yeah, look, man, the bottom line is at the end of the day, you know what? The Milwaukee Bucks have won, and they have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar back in the day, Lou Alcindor to thank for that one, and the Big O, and they have nothing else to show for that type of stuff. But look, I mean, the argument is tough to make in general, man. It's hard to compare different generations. It's hard to compare different eras. However, we can compare one thing. I think that LeBron James and Michael Jordan would have been good in any era that they ever would have played. So it really doesn't matter when you're talking about those two guys. And let's go back to something that you talked about really early, Mitch, and I know we're up against it here. LeBron James may wind up being the GOAT. And if he can win this one over the Warriors with that superstar team they have, You've got to put him in that category, yes or no?
Absolutely, and I think that's even more so why I'm really rooting for him. I love LeBron James. I think, like, what he stands for, family. You don't see this guy getting into trouble. I don't see a bad story really coming out of him, and I like that. And then I don't necessarily like, you know, what he did with the Heat and then the model that that the Golden State Warriors drew on that to create a dream team type thing. But, you know, he did that, and now he moved on to something else, and it seems like winning comes with that. Character comes with him. And all around good things, and you know, go for that. Good for them, and I sure hope that does pull off that win and gets that conversation. Happy Mother's Day again, everybody out there. Have a great day. Kiss your mom. Give her a hug. Give her a phone call.
Love it, Mitch in Santa Monica. We got to get the heck out of Dodge. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
With the helpful hardware, folks.
Spring is here, and your local Ace has everything you need for your lawn and garden. Now through Monday only, save up to 25% on key items across the store, like Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and Garden Soils, Scott's Naturescapes Mulch, Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and much more. Hurry in now to get up to 25% off these and so much more at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Got an iPod? Into podcasting? Now you can get podcasts of all your favorite Sports Byline shows delivered right to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Never miss your favorite show. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to your favorite shows. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
Oh, good right hand by Stipe. Arlovski hurt.
Again, this could be it.
It's all over.
Wow.
Just like that.
Wow.
Stipe Miocic.
He's screaming at Dana White, give me my shot. Give me my shot. Give it to me.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world, and in case you missed it, there was an MMA event Saturday night. Miocic gets it done in a revenge, in a KO of Dos Santos. I didn't catch the fight, Jeff, but obviously This was a big one in the heavyweight division, and he's the champion, so he went out and he defended pretty well.
Yes, he did. And you know, Northeast Ohio and Cleveland could not be more proud of this young man. He trains out of Independence, Ohio. He's almost like a fourth sports team to that town these days. Last May, he gets the crown. He gets the fight in Cleveland. You know, he gets UFC to go to Cleveland, which was a big deal. And then he defends it, and he's got two straight title defenses, which ties him with a number of people, including Randy Couture, Tim Sylvia, Brock Lesnar, Cain Velasquez, and Andre Arlovski. So big feat in UFC, and it's kind of the opposite of what's going on in the NBA, where you could be a great team. You could be a very good team like the Washington Wizards or the San Antonio Spurs, but the competition's in your way, and you just never get that chance. There's so many Cleveland Cavaliers teams, New York Knicks teams, Detroit Pistons teams who couldn't get it done after Jordan took over, and you're dealing with greatness, and Miocic is the greatest, but he doesn't have any competition at the heavyweight level right now. So he might stay champion for a while and be very unheralded like the Klitschko brothers have been in boxing.
Well, and this is good for him to be able to avenge the loss that he had to this guy back in 2014. So, and he's had all the momentum when you look at it. I believe he's fought, 12 fights since then, and I don't think he's lost one of them or something along those lines.
No, not at all. And you know what? He's a firefighter. When he's not training for UFC, he's a firefighter in Valley View, Ohio, which is just south of Cleveland, there between Cleveland and Akron.
So therefore, he's a good guy off the. When he's not in the octagon, man, he's out there doing good for the world. So
just a regular guy, you could walk into a random pub outside, in suburban Cleveland, and Stipe Miocic might come in and order a shot and a beer and sit right next to you and BS with you all night, and at the end of the day, you might not even know he's a heavyweight champion, and unless you really notice his physique and just assume.
And there's something interesting about this, because the MMA game has obviously been building so much momentum, but recently boxing has definitely stepped up their game and they've produced some pretty good fights. So in general, we're seeing good boxing, we're seeing good MMA fights. I think that both those sports, boxing was kind of going downhill for a long, long time, Jeff, as we all know, but I think boxing is on the rebound to a certain degree as well.
You know what the MMA has that boxing does not right now? They have a clear-cut top faction in their sport. When the boxers come out, sometimes you'll have two guys that have three different belts between the two of them and both claim to be champions, because it's just an alphabet soup of organizations, because boxing has been so corrupt over the years. What organization do you recognize? You recognize the IBC, the WBC, and everything else. In MMA, there's junior factions of MMA, obviously, as well. But UFC, when you're the UFC champion, you are the champion in your sport. In boxing, it's just not laid out as clearly. And I think that boxing needs to figure out a way to unify and have one organization that's clearly, the MLB or the NFL of boxing.
Yeah, that does definitely hurt them when you have all these weird belts that somebody can have and there's no unification. And I agree with you. And you know what? Also, boxing laws are different, or the regulations, the rules, how things go down are different from state to state as well. I don't know if that's the same way with the MMA, but that's also something that boxing should maybe look into, with having different regulations in different states. I don't necessarily understand that.
The laws are written, because MMA didn't exist when these archaic laws were written for boxing. If you recall, Mike Tyson had to fight Lennox Lewis in Memphis, Tennessee, because Nevada wouldn't grant him the boxing license to fight like Tennessee did.
Right.
So it varies from state to state. I don't know that those rules necessarily exist. I imagine that there are some laws on the books for MMA, but they've been written in a more modern time. So I think that it's a little easier to put these fights. I mean, the Miocic fight on Saturday night against Junior Dos Santos was in Dallas at the American Airlines Arena. And that's something that you know, I think the boxing is a little more limited where they could go. And you obviously you want to go where you could draw the crowds and get a big purse. And, you know, I think that you want the pomp and circumstance around every fight that, you know, even though you're putting it on pay-per-view, it doesn't matter to many people where the fight is. But you definitely want to get it out there so that, so that people can tune in and, you know, you can make a lot of money because we enjoy the greatness of sport, but in 2017, it is all about the money greenbacks, man.
Yeah, everything's about the money. But, you know, speaking of just contact and all that, the NHL hockey games that we talked about just briefly in the program earlier, both of them go into overtime, game ones. They're fantastic. But what I noticed, you know, the teams that won those games were the teams that should have won the games, if you ask me. Like, the Predators were the team that was the aggressor all night long when they played the Ducks. And then Ottawa was the aggressors, if you ask me, against the Penguins the other day as well. So, you know, we say this more often than not. You know, the team that's going to go out there or the player that's going to go out there or the fighter that goes out there that goes out there with a great game plan and executed better than the other guy is usually going to win. But I saw the Senators be faster than the other guys as far as the Penguins go. And then on the other side, I just thought the Predators were the faster team and they just got more opportunities. They were getting so many shots on net, it was almost impossible for them to lose, Jeff.
When you really think about it, when a hockey game goes to overtime, both teams played really well to force it. You know, unless it's like a 0-0 game where nobody's getting anything going on offense, or it's like a 7-7 game in regulation, which I think is great for the sport because I think that people like to see the puck hit the back, you know, go into the back of the net there. But I think that Nashville is the best team of the four remaining. I think that they are going to hoist the cup. I think that that's great for the Nashville hockey market. I think that Gary Bettman's going to enjoy it. The only thing he's not going to enjoy would be a Nashville-Ottawa final, and you think that those are the better two teams. So, I mean, we're only one game in at this point, so let's let it play out. But if it ends up being Ottawa-Nashville, it's not great for ratings. I think that people should tune in because it's going to be great hockey. It's been great hockey the whole way, regardless of what two teams have been on the ice, the city, you know, the size of the city that they come from, and the atmosphere in the arena. I think that we had too many empty seats in game one in the Nashville-Anaheim series. I think that, Pittsburgh doesn't have any problem putting people in their arena, but they better win a game because, and I'm going to be very curious how the officiating favors Anaheim or Pittsburgh should they face a bigger deficit in either of their series.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, man. I mean, look, at the end of the day, we just want to go out there and see competitive play, whether it's on the basketball floor, whether it's on the NHL ice, whether it's on the football field, whether it's on the Major League Baseball field, wherever it is, we want to see great competition. And in these first two hockey games, Jeff, we had great competition. Again, I thought the aggressors were the teams that wound up getting the victories, but like you said, Pittsburgh scrapped and clawed. They got themselves a goal, you know, obviously.
That Malkin goal late was huge. Yeah. I mean, that could have changed the series.
No, I agree with you, and that's my point, is that, you know, you didn't see the Penguins quit. We didn't see the Ducks quit. However, those other two teams, the Senators and the Predators, were both the aggressors. And, again, more often than not in sports, we see time in and time again, the team or the player, whatever, whoever is the aggressor, they're usually going to go out and wind up and win. And, you know, you can't keep that aggressiveness going through the whole game. So there were moments where Pittsburgh had a moment to get back in the game. But once that overtime came back again, boom. You know, the Ottawa Senators were back out there and they were peppering the net. So you got to give credit where credit's due. Those visiting teams went out there and they played a heck of a game in game one.
Most definitely. Most definitely. You get out there, you play a heck of a game, you force overtime, you leave a 50-50. And, you know, it's not like the regular season where you go down to 4-on-4 for overtime. You know, you play at full strength in the play. The rules all change for the playoffs in the NHL. And I think that in the regular season, you're trying to get the people out of the arena. You're trying to get a result of the game. But, you know, obviously you get to the playoffs, you play full strength at overtime, you play 20-minute periods. And, you know, if you don't get it done in the first overtime, you go to intermission and you regroup and you play another 20 minutes. I think it's a great sport. Let me ask you this, because
we posed this question to Seth Everett about how exciting the NHL playoffs are versus how many people are watching, not necessarily the playoffs, but the sport in general in the regular season. Is there ever a circumstance where we could see such great hockey in April, May, and June that we thirst for it all summer and that we're tuning in at the end of October when the season resumes? You know, I don't think that hockey has too many problems getting people to watch their playoffs, but I think that they've got to make their regular season enticing for the casual sports fan, because I think you get that with basketball. I think people get excited about the start of the NBA. I don't think that that's there with the NHL. They've got 2 weeks in their back pocket by the time the NBA starts up, and everybody's saying, well, it's just been baseball, you know, until football just started recently. I think that it's a tough time to start their season, and I think that they've got to do something for mainstream appeal in this sport.
Well, I'll tell you who does it the best. The best is flat out the NFL. And part of that reason, as we all know, is there's only 16 games. So, and there's only 8 home games. I suppose you can throw a couple more on there if you add the preseason in there. But realistically, that you're not really watching the team that you're going to watch during the regular season at that point. But bottom line is, I think NFL does it better than anybody. I'm not that intrigued by most of the sports, to be honest with you, when I think about it. I don't think about watching a full season of NBA basketball either. I'll be honest, Jeff. I don't think about watching a full season of Major League Baseball.
I'm talking about tuning in for big games. Okay. I'm talking about, you know, opening day in baseball, Monday Night Football. And I think the hockey could really take advantage with playing it's just tough with football. Those weekends in the early season are just tough because you're going up against football, whether you play Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. Maybe have two, you know, hockey night in America on Tuesday. Maybe have, you know, have a midweek game on NBC. You know, have it on your regular network so that I don't have to look up NBC Sports Network or USA or Outdoor Life Network or wherever the heck hockey games are played in the regular season that nobody's watching them.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, man. Look, on that point, I totally agree with you. But once again, and then the reason why the NFL does it the way that they do it is because those guys can't play more than one day a week. We see when they play the short weeks, when they play Thursday night games, how the quality of those games go down. So realistically, I think it's impressive, you know, when you think about these other sports, Jeff, that they do go out there and they're able to play repeatedly day after day, night after night. They're real warriors when you think about it, whether it's in the NHL, whether it's in the Major League Baseball or the NBA. The bottom line is those guys are going out there and giving effort every single night and back-to-back nights. Sometimes they play 3 games in a row. So truth be told, that's pretty tough on the body, man.
Those other 3 sports are played on ESPN. I think that has a big deal too. That's a big deal, and that has a lot to do with it, is that ESPN abandoned hockey. They don't show a lot of highlights, and they don't show any live games. So I think the general sports public just kind of checks out on the sport in general until it gets exciting here in the springtime.
Well, and it is exciting. The playoffs are absolutely fantastic. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. One final segment left in this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So keep it close. Hour number 2 is on the horizon, but we'll cap this one real quickly. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Quickly set up around the boards and out. Girardi to an open side, plucked by Pajot. Shoots, scores! Rick Nash shorthanded with Derek Stepan. Here he comes, he's right in. Stepan scores!
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Having some fun with the people on the Facebook live feed right now, Jeff, as I did see that, by the way. We'll get into that on the other side. How about Jeff? Is that cool?
But I wasn't sure if it was a brief segment or if it's a long segment. If you want to get into it, let's hold it for the next hour.
Yeah, we'll hold that for the next hour, obviously. But truth be told, man, I'm getting a little bit of feedback from some of these people on the Facebook live feed and talking a little junk about the Chicago Cubs struggling so badly so far in the regular season. Your Cleveland Indians, man, both teams kind of having a little bit of a hangover. What's up?
No, I think that there's some realities to 2017 that didn't exist in 2016. And, it's a long season. There's a long season ahead of them, but definitely struggling out of the gate. Nobody's going to hand either of these teams anything.
All right, we'll take a little pause for the cause. We'll be back for hour number two. It's on the horizon. We want thoughts. We want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We'll be back in a few. Keep it close. It's Jeff Rich with the Dorfman, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is calling for stronger sanctions against North Korea following the latest missile test by the isolated nation. A White House statement calls North Korea a flagrant menace for far too long. North Korea launched a ballistic missile early Sunday that traveled over 400 miles before dropping into the sea. Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer says if President Trump has recordings of former FBI Director James Comey, he needs to hand them over to Congress.
If there are tapes, the president should turn them over immediately.
Appearing Sunday on CNN's State of the Union, Schumer also warned Trump that destroying them would be a violation of law. Trump issued a warning to Comey Friday against speaking to the media, saying Comey, quote, better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Hal Nunn.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
U.S. Sports Pages is your absolute one-stop shop for sports news. Why spend hours researching multiple sites to find your favorite team stories when our producers go through every newspaper in the country to pick out the best articles to reduce your prep time? We also include trending topics within the entertainment industry. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll ever need to get your sports fix. Be sure to check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com. Again, that's USSportsPages.com.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is defending the Trump administration amid reports that it did not discuss Russian interference in the 2016 elections during face-to-face meetings with that nation's foreign minister. Tillerson tells NBC's Meet the Press there are a broad range of issues that have to be addressed in the U.S.-Russia relationship. Police say an inmate who took a hospital employee hostage in Illinois was killed after a five-hour standoff. The Kane County Sheriff's Department says a SWAT team shot and killed Taiwan soldiers inside Del Nor Hospital yesterday after negotiations broke down. The 21-year-old inmate reportedly grabbed his guard's gun and took a female employee hostage in Chicago. If you're at the store considering that last-minute Mother's Day gift, you might want to stick to perfume, chocolates, and flowers. You're welcome. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
The new French president has been sworn in. Here's Chris Barnes.
At age 39, Emmanuel Macron becomes France's youngest leader since Napoleon.
Vive la République, vive la France.
And in his inauguration speech a week after he defeated right-wing nationalist Marine Le Pen, he said France had chosen hope, and he promised the European Union will be reformed and relaunched during his time in office. I'm Chris Barnes.
More than a fourth of people on Medicare spend 20% or more of their income on health care. A new study by the Commonwealth Fund also found that recipients on average spend more than $3,000 on medical expenses every year. Some seniors spend so much on health care that they also end up qualifying for Medicaid. The study also looked at supplemental insurance and found that Medicare recipients without additional coverage spend an average of nearly $5,400 out of pocket annually. In NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. held off a push from Ryan Blaney as he won the Go Bowling 400 at Kansas Speedway Saturday night. Truex Jr. led for 104 laps and says it feels good to break through at this track.
I can't even tell you. It feels amazing to be here. It's been a long time coming to this racetrack for sure. We talked, on Friday about it. Definitely proud tonight to finally cross that checker flag first.
For more sports, visit thewildcard.com. I'm Hal Nunn.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And believe me, man, we finally have a Game 7 in the NBA playoffs. We had a couple of great playoff games in Game 1 of the NHL playoffs. Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros are whooping up on everybody. Welcome in my tag team partner in crime, none other than Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you, buddy? Well, I don't know how he is. We'll have to find out how he is in just a moment, but...
We will. We'll find out how I am. I'm doing okay.
How's that mute button doing, man? How's the mute button?
Well, you know, we go to break at the top of the hour. I always throw it on mute so you don't hear what's going on in the studio during the breaks, but that's all right.
Hey, man, the Houston Astros really whooping up in Major League Baseball, man. Pretty impressive start for them, huh?
Pretty impressive start. They've been an impressive team since they moved to the American League. They gutted it all and started from the bottom, and now they're here.
We started at the bottom, now they're at the top. Well, I think we've heard that before somewhere. But anyways, man, a lot going on in the sports world. I do hear the music. It means we've got to get the heck out of Dodge for just a moment. But on the other side, dude, I want to get into some baseball with you because we haven't talked any baseball yet in the program. So let's get into some baseball on the other side. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. And this would be the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. And then also check us out at Dorf Online. And then look up the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com or DorfShow.co. Jeff, I've gotten better at that over the past few weeks, man.
You have gotten a lot better over that. It's almost like you're tech savvy these days. Hey, one more thing to throw out there. We mentioned the website. You can get to it through dorfshow.co. You can also email us if you want to, you know, shoot us something off the air. You can get Andy, dorf at dorfshow.co, and you can get me, Jeff, at dorfshow.co.
There you go. We'll always take your thoughts and opinions, but obviously anything you want to talk to us about, we would love to talk to you about that. But I do want to talk a little baseball with you right now. Did you happen to catch the New York Yankee game the other day with the heated exchange at the plate?
No, who was that between?
I don't know the exact people involved, but what happened was basically the player got hit like on his finger and wound up having a huge argument with the umpire, and then they're going back at it. All of a sudden, they're just heated. It's absolutely unbelievably how heated it gets. And then before you know it, the guy gets tossed. The Yankees lose. It was actually against the Houston Astros, so I don't remember which game, but it was in the series with the Houston Astros, who, by the way, are also playing fantastic. So since neither one of us know who the parties are involved with the New York Yankees, but I did see it. I just can't remember who it is off the top of my head.
I got you. It was Chase Headley. Houston won the game 5-1.
Yes.
Two of the best teams in Major League Baseball, and Headley didn't care for plate umpires Adrian Johnson's calls. You know, it was a home game for the Yankees. I think the Yankees expect some home cooking. Not to come across like a Yankee hater or anything, but you know, sometimes you think that you're entitled to some things at home, and I think that Chase Headley in this situation was clearly wrong. You know, he tried to bunt, and you know, Will Harris hit a fast, you know, threw a fastball up and in on him, and it hit his finger, and your finger's part of the bat, and it's a foul ball. I absolutely side with the umpire. That's very rare for yours truly to do.
Well, and I think what happened was, is I think the umpire asked him, "Hey, did it hit your finger?" And then all of a sudden, the argument became pretty escalated and heated, and then obviously the umpire took charge and tossed him out of the ball game. And look, at the end of the day, my point with bringing this up is we've kind of been seeing tempers flare a little bit more in baseball this year than others. Obviously, the Manny Machado situation, Adam Jones situation there in Boston with the bad fans screaming out obscenities. Like, these are sports where you kind of police yourself to a certain degree. What's to say that a batter doesn't decide to run out to the mound one of these days with a bat in his hand after getting thrown at by a pitcher? And then we have ourselves a real problem on our hands there, Jeff, you know? So,
well, I think that's crossing the line. I think that's where heated becomes criminal. I think that that's where
the fire
of the competition becomes just a vicious act.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you this then. If that's when you're saying that, obviously the bat in their hand would be a weapon in that case, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so what's to say that the baseball in their hand when they're throwing it 90-plus miles an hour isn't a weapon in their hand as well?
Are they throwing it from the pitcher's mound?
Yep.
It's part of the game. It's part of the game, and you know, and you shouldn't have vicious intent with that either. Chin music is a thing. I don't get where we've come so far with the sensitivity and the, I don't want to call it political correctness, but just the sensitivity, the snowflake nature of people to say that baseball's unwritten rules are garbage. You know, fleshy part of the thigh, the back. You know, you don't want to be thrown up at someone's head. We saw a scary moment here in Phoenix on Friday night with Chris Iannetta, taking a fastball, that grazed off his forearm, but hit him in the face, and he was down in the heap for a while, and he's got some stitches. You know, Iannetta's going to be okay, but you know, it's dangerous stuff. Ray Chapman of the Cleveland Indians was killed on the field in 1921. So, I mean, it has happened, and careers have been ruined by players hit with either thrown balls or batted balls, and it's essentially ended their career because they never come back right from those types of injuries. So I agree that the ball could be a weapon, but you're talking about a batter going out to a pitcher's mound with a bat. I mean, under no circumstances is that part of the game, and that's where it differs from the ball being a weapon.
Okay, but here's my point. Okay, so if you're throwing at somebody's head or if you're throwing at somebody's knees and that has happened, or if you're throwing behind somebody, look, then you are definitely abusing your power or your privilege as a pitcher, in my humble opinion. And I'm not a softy by any means, but we're talking about people's livelihood. If you hit somebody in the head with a baseball, they could maybe not walk off that field that day, as we know. If you hit somebody in their knees, maybe they never ever walk the same way again. Again, look, I'm just saying, to the extreme, obviously. If you throw at somebody up and in, that makes sense. But in the midsection, like you're talking about, someplace where there's a little bit of meat on your bones and a place where you're not going to wind up, you know, ruining somebody's life potentially. So
these guys have the ability to get out of the way, too. I'm not going as far as to blame the victim here, so to speak. But throwing inside is part of the game. The batter's obligation is to try to get out of the way, and now they come up with all this batting armor, you know, with all this body armor. I mean, Barry Bonds kind of started it, where you extend your body and you can get hit off of plastic or padding and take first base. I think that that's an advantage for the batter, and you know, pitchers should intimidate batters. I was never a pitcher as a player, but I think that, you know, pitchers should have that inside of the plate and a little bit of the inside of the batter's box. And, you know, throwing at someone's head is a completely different ball, you know, ball wax or whatever. But, you know, throwing at someone's knees, they have the ability to jump out of the way. Sometimes those fastballs just come in, you know, up and in at the head is very difficult.
All right, but here's the deal, man. At the end of the day, we're agreeing, but you're coming at it from a different angle. The bottom line is we're both agreeing about one thing, and neither one of us have said the word yet. But the word really is control. So at the end of the day, man, they can control where they throw the ball pretty damn well, as far as I can tell. So when you say to me, you know, hey, they can throw in on people, I agree with you on that. But to throw at somebody's head or behind them in the range or area of the head, that's control, man, and they are purposely throwing that ball in that position, if you ask me.
And the rules are set up to seriously punish people that do that. So, and I haven't seen that in a very long time. You're talking about extremes, and you're talking about extremes that don't have real world examples that I can compare them to, unless you go back almost 100 years.
What do you make of, let's get on to some of what's happening on the baseball field. But I did like the conversation. It was good. It was solid because we have different opinions on that. The Colorado Rockies are still on top of the National League West. The Diamondbacks drop one, obviously, to Pittsburgh just last night. The Dodgers continue to start to get their mojo, if you ask me. 8-2 in their last 10 ball games, Jeff. 22-15 right now, just a half a game behind the Colorado Rockies. I mean, I think we knew this was just a matter of time, but I feel like the time has come. This is when they're going to start playing a little bit better baseball, the Dodgers.
Yes, absolutely. I think that we've talked about the Diamondbacks' chance at the division and the wild card, and I just don't see it. I think that there's two teams that are going to just brutalize them in the division. It's the Dodgers and the Rockies, and I think the Giants are what they are. I don't think that we could wait for their turnaround just yet.
No, the Giants aren't turning around, man. I, if anything, they're going to just keep getting worse. I'm sorry, but they've probably already quit. Let's be honest, man. At a certain point, you quit, and I think that the Giants maybe have already quit, which is surprising, but it is what it is, and this is an off year.
And they were so close. And we talk about how things change year to year for the Indians and the Cubs, but they don't give up that big ninth inning in Game 4 to the Cubs. They have Cueto in Game 5 at Wrigley, and we could have had a completely different World Series a year ago. So the Giants, their run might be over. It was a nice run, though.
Well, and with that being said, sometimes things happen in sports that you just have a really hard time recovering from. Like the Cardinals probably will have a hard time recovering from the game in Carolina now, almost I think 2 years ago, because last year they didn't recover 7-8-1, and then obviously the Giants, man, hard to recover from things like that when you're supposed to win and you don't do it. Well, you sometimes wind up going the other way, and you just kind of continue losing ways. But anyways, I hear the music means we got to get the heck out of Dodge, take a little pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, a lot going on in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out at Dorf Online. Check out the show, or check out the website at DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Keep it close. We'll be right back. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world, as we all know. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out at Dorf Online, as well as checking out the website, dorfshow.co or dorfonsportsradio.com. Before the break, we were kind of getting into a little bit of what's going on in Major League Baseball, and I kind of want to continue doing that, Jeff. Bottom line is, I'm impressed with the way that the St. Louis Cardinals have turned themselves around. They were in the cellar just a little while ago, or very close to the cellar in the Central. The Milwaukee Brewers have played fantastic. I'm surprised that they're in the position that they're in right now. I think a lot of people in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, are pretty surprised that they're in the position that they're in right now. Cincinnati, yeah. Playing a little bit better as well. The Chicago Cubs, they haven't been so good so far, Jeff. And the Pirates, obviously getting the win against the D-backs, but hasn't been a very good start to their season for them. But the St. Louis Cardinals, man, how have they turned it around so well?
They're a great organization. Yeah, I mean, you look at the San Antonio Spurs, which is the obvious comparison across the sports landscape, and they're just such a well-put-together organization that they can take those blows. They didn't even look like they had the best farm system the last couple of years. I know the Cubs fans were really excited about last year that it almost seemed like the Cardinals became the Cubs overpaying free agents in one Dexter Fowler to try to, you know, I mean, everybody knows that they got to chase the Cubs in that division. Everybody knows that the Cubs aren't going anywhere. They call up Ian Happ, who was a Fall League hero a year ago for the Mesa Solar Sox. And, you know, they get this kid up and it's like, well, where do you put this guy on the Cubs? Because you have answers all over the field. I mean, but Ben Zorbrist isn't going to be there forever. And I think that that's what you get in a young player like Ian Happ. But Randall Gerchuk has just been outstanding for the Cardinals, and they've been a very hot baseball team. I think that it would be exciting if they give the Cubs a little bit of a run. I think that despite where the Cubs are in that division, and the Reds are playing really well, but the bottom is going to fall out on that eventually. You just have to assume.
And you would think that the bottom's going to fall out in the Milwaukee Brewers as well. But with that being said, they can hit the ball, right? I mean, at the end of the day, if you can score runs, you're going to be in a lot of ball games. They can score runs. Their defense can be a little shaky, and their pitching can be obviously shaking as well. And I'm talking about the Brewers. But they can hit the ball, Jeff. They're going to be in a lot of games.
Absolutely. You know, you get a good outing from your pitcher. I just don't think that they have a good enough pitching staff to get it done. And they haven't been playing very well at home. They're about 500 team at home.
11-11 at home. Play better on the road. If you heard me earlier in the season, I was like, oh, the Brewers should just be playing games on the road. That's where they play best. But you know what? Everything evens out, and we'll see. I think, like you said, the Cubs should wind up turning things around. But St. Louis, fantastic the way that they have turned things around. 8-2 in their last 10 ball games, and obviously the wheels are turning pretty well.
The Washington Nationals, man, they just kind of keep going through this thing pretty easily, and that's going to be expected. Their division's awful, man. I'm sorry, but the Mets are pathetic. Obviously, they've had some issues on and off the field, but that happens to everybody. The Phillies, dude, ever since they made their sellout, they've been pathetic. The Braves, similar situation for them. And then the Marlins, a team that actually usually plays pretty well for like half the season, just started off really bad this year. So the Nationals have themselves an absolute walk in the park to win this division, Jeff. And that's good and bad because they're not going to be playing competitive teams in their own division. So does that hurt them come playoff time?
Come playoff time, they just have to step it up a notch. You know, they play 76 games against their own division. So you can really, solidify your record by beating up on the chumps. And, you know, the question about the Nationals is, are they peaking at the wrong time? You know, and it's weird to look a gift horse in the mouth like that. They're 23-12 as it stands right now. Mm-hmm. No reason to believe that they're going to fall off. I mean, injuries happen and, you know, slumps are going to happen. And they'll lose, they'll lose four straight at some point. But, and they won't have that pressure under them. You know, they lose four straight. Who's going to get them? It's not the New York Mets. It's certainly not going to be the Philadelphia Phillies. You know, the Braves are in a rebuild mode. I like the Marlins in last place to finish second in that division, and that might be 78 wins.
Yeah, that's pathetic, by the way. So they have no competition in their own division, and I don't know. I mean, you know, we're talking about the NBA with terrible competition in the playoffs. They have terrible competition in their own division. So I think that may wind up hurting them later on. You never know. I mean, we'll just see how that all affects them. I think they have a cakewalk of a season to win their division, obviously, but will that wind up hurting them? The Houston Astros, man, is that like the best story in a long, long time? Because I believe this is like their best start in their history.
It's a great story. I think that it was inevitable that the Astros were going to be really good. You know, it's kind of funny that, you know, we talked after the first week of the season, you know, with everybody that had like three or four games in the bag at that point. And I said, you know, one thing that's inevitable is that we're not going to get a Colorado Rockies Houston Astros World Series. And, you know, it's way too early to talk about the World Series, but there's no reason to believe that Colorado is anything other than what they are. And at this point in the season, you know, that's a first place start. Now the Dodgers are coming and the Dodgers started out slow. So you got to be a little bit weary of the Los Angeles Dodgers coming at the Rockies. But I think that those are the top two teams in the National League West. I think that it's really legitimate. I don't know that the Astros on the other side, you know, I don't know that that division's all that good. Texas, you know, Texas is going to heat up eventually. I don't see it with the Angels. You know, they've dropped a couple to the Tigers. They've lost multiple games to the Tigers at home for the first time since 2010. That's crazy, given how good the Detroit Tigers have been over the last 7 years. The fact that, you know, or over the last 15 years, really. How can a team not win two games in a ballpark? And I know you only probably play three, but how do you not take a series from the Anaheim or the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim from 2010 to 2016? And, you know, finally they're on this West Coast trip. They split with the Diamondbacks. They're off to a good start against the Angels. And that's a team that, you know, if you're looking at the American League Central Division, that's a team that you really have to think about, even more so than the Minnesota Twins, who are playing pretty good baseball so far as well.
You said a ton of things there. I'm going to address a couple of them. Look, the Angels are pathetic, and they got to break that thing up. It's been well overdue for a long, long time, and they're pathetic. The Rangers, I agree with you. I think they'll get heated up. I think they'll make it interesting. Houston will come back to earth, obviously. However, you said something interesting about the Houston Colorado potential, and let's even say that Colorado does wind up fading a little bit and not being in the picture as far as winning the division. Do you think they are a wild card team though? And I do. I think that they have a chance to play for a wild card. They've lost a couple straight now. We'll see how they respond to a little bit of adversity, but I do think they have potential because they can hit the ball as well. So I think they do have potential to be in the wild card race, and your matchup of Houston and Colorado potentially then could still be alive. And I do remember you saying, we'll never have this happen. But if it does, then there goes your prediction that you thought never could happen. Maybe you should just make predictions that you never think could happen.
Well, I did that. I did that about 12 years ago when I met my wife, and you know, she's a diehard Cubs fan. I'm a big Indians fan. Like, you know, how's that going to work if they play each other in the World Series? Well, that's not going to happen for a million years. A million years ended up being like 11 or 12 years, as the case played out in 2016.
Yeah, I mean, so never say never, I guess, is what I'm really trying to say here. And
the one thing I'll say never to is that Ryan Howard will never play Major League Baseball again, released by the Atlanta Braves AAA club. He's done.
Well, that's probably a good thing. What do you think of the Minnesota Twins, man? And this resurgence, 7-3 in the last 10 games, winners of four straight, and back on top of the Central. I mean, that division seems to be the most balanced, if you will. I guess there's a lot of balance there. You got like three or four teams that are within obviously four games of each other.
Yeah, it's been competitive. It's been a disappointing season for the Indians because they were supposed to have the clearest path to winning their division. And one thing I'll say about the Houston Astros, if you start talking about the wild card, the field gets a lot bigger, and you're looking at those American League East teams that are battling it out. Let's see if they cannibalize each other so much that Houston, you know, that a team from the Central or West could be in the wild card hunt.
Yeah, I mean, look, the interesting thing in the American League is obviously it's pretty top heavy. You know, you have the Yankees who are like, you know, 9 games over .500, Baltimore 9 games over .500, Minnesota only 5 games over .400. So I think the Central, they're going to have to step it up a little bit, and same with the West, because the Rangers are under .500. But right now I would say that the wild card is going to come out of the East in the American League personally.
Yeah, I mean, both of them, quite possibly.
Yeah. Anyways, I hear the music. Means we got to take another quick pause for the cause. A little Barry White going out. I love that guy. And I love that song, by the way. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And this is the Sports Byline USA. Ready to keep it. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Right on. Right on doing it. You got it together. Baby, keep on. Oh, you got it together, baby. Right on.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Spring is here, and your local Ace has everything you need for your lawn and garden. Now through Monday only, save up to 25% on key items across the store, like Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and Garden Soils, Scott's Naturescapes Mulch, Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and much more. Hurry in now to get up to 25% off these and so much more at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Petroni Vineyards produces the world's finest gold medal estate wines, prized by wine connoisseurs and enthusiasts. Experience Petroni Vineyards Paggio alla Pietra with its rich, seductive flavors. And Petroni Vineyards Tuscan-style extra virgin olive oil is prized by gourmets to create sumptuous recipes. To enjoy these culinary delights, visit PetroniVineyards.com and become a wine club member today. PetroniVineyards.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now the 2-2. A swing and a pop-up. First base side foul ground playable. Perez, Santana, Santana makes the catch! Ball game! The Indians have won the American League pennant!
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. That sounded pretty good for Jeff last year. We'll see if that is the same sound for his Cleveland Indians this year at that time of the year. But right now, they are two games out behind Minnesota. I don't know if Minnesota can keep it up, but we'll see if they do. We'll see if the Tigers keep it up. We'll see if Cleveland keeps it up. You never know, man. It's baseball. So there's never really a rhyme or reason for whatever happens in that sport. Jeff, let's kind of just go around it in the world of sports. Yeah, I did see that Bruce Smith told Myles Garrett that he's a little slow off the ball, and I agree with you. Better criticism than one Warren Sapp, who said that he didn't think he was a number one draft choice and that he was lazy and some of the other things that he said. He took plays off and whatnot. And in college, he may have done that, because the way that you do things in college versus the NFL are very, very, very different. Excuse me, when it comes to how you play certain downs and how they do the subbing and how they give you some spells. So he won't have to take plays off in the NFL, if you ask me. But your thoughts about the number one draft pick of your Cleveland Browns, obviously with what Bruce Smith said and the criticism of Warren Sapp as well.
Well, I think it's true. I think if you watch some tape, he got handled a lot by O.J. Howard, who's a tight end, who was a tight end at Alabama, who's going to be very good on a Tampa Bay Buccaneers team that I think it will be very good this year as well. A little slow off the ball. It's fair criticism. You can work on that. You can work on, you know, training his eye to his brain, to his body, to see the ball move from the center and get off the ball and get in these quarterbacks' back pockets really quickly. He's got some really tough, really big competition as far as the quarterback position is concerned in the AFC North division. He said some things about how he wants to take down Ben Roethlisberger, and you know, you don't want to poke the bear, but I think that that's the idea with football, is that you got to get to the quarterback, and, you know, you can't play games in May, so everything is going to be a quote machine, and what Myles Garrett said about Ben Roethlisberger might have stirred some folks in Pittsburgh, but Cleveland Browns players have talked a lot before they've taken the field, and, you know, like Mike Tyson said, everybody's got a plan until they get hit in the mouth, so we'll see how that plays out. Not expecting big things from the Cleveland Browns, but we do expect to see some progress in year two under Hugh Jackson and really this entire Cleveland Browns rebuild with Sashi Brown running the show as the GM.
What do you think? 4.5 for the over-under? Is that fair for the Cleveland Browns this year? Because I believe that's what it's at.
I would play the under.
I would play the under.
I think five games would be an extreme overachievement. I hope that you get some better odds on the over than the under.
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is I would think under. I think that winning, what, four more games than they did last year, if they were to win five, obviously, that's a huge jump, isn't it?
Well, you know, you got six games against your own division. They're going to be underdogs just about every game that they play. They're going to play the NFC North, so they're going to see the black and blue. I think the Vikings, the Packers, and the Lions are all better teams. I don't know about the Chicago Bears. It depends. You know, you're probably going to run Mike Glennon out there, so that's going to be a winnable game. The Oakland Raiders the Oakland Raiders will not be the Los Angeles Chargers. That's a game that they should be able to go out in California and win. But four or five games, man, it used to be the norm, and now it would be an extreme achievement for the hapless Cleveland Browns.
What do you think? I think we may have spoke about this briefly on the local show, but the more I think about it, the more I think, oh boy, what could happen? You never know. The GOAT edition, Tom Brady on the Madden NFL 18 cover, and if I remember correctly, Gronk was on it last year, and he wound up getting injured. So, look, if there's one guy that could break the curse, I don't know if you happen to see the commercial, and this happened since we did speak about it, if we did, anyway, on the local show, that I saw the commercial about him walking under, like, a ladder, breaking glass. Have you seen that one? And saying, there's no curses. And then something, you know, did you see that commercial or no?
I haven't. I get the, you know, I don't watch a lot of TV. I watch live sports, and usually I'm out and about, so I'm not watching with the volume on, and I just don't pay attention to the, I don't even pay attention to the Super Bowl commercials anymore.
Well, anyway, so the point is he's doing a commercial about all the different types of things, obviously, that people
superstitions
think give people problems. Yeah, with superstitions, and he's running underneath a ladder, and he's breaking mirrors, and, you know, saying, look, see, there's no such thing as superstitions. That's all in your head, da-da-da-da-da. But anyways, the bottom line is I thought it was pretty clever, pretty funny, and if there is a guy that could break the curse, it would definitely be one Tom Brady, because he doesn't get hit that much. Like, let's be honest, man. He has a very good offensive line. They have good schemes on offense, and it's designed for Tom Brady to not really get hit that often.
Let me tell you something. When you hear the term trolling, you think of keyboard jockeys, and you think of online social justice warriors, things like that. I think that Tom Brady is a living, breathing, walking, great football-playing troll, and he doesn't care. I mean, he goes out there. I don't think he made a big deal about taking the MVP trophy from Roger Goodell like everybody said that he would. He's a great champion. He's one of the greatest ever to play the game. And he's got the attitude, that swagger to match. I really like it, actually.
Yeah. I mean, look.
I think Aaron Rodgers has that same thing going on, maybe to a lesser extent. I mean, one ring versus five will do that to you.
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is Tom Brady is the man right now, and everybody else is trying to be the man. So you got to beat the man to be the man, but you never know.
And on the note of talking about guys with a lot of rings, I thought it was pretty interesting. Fox Sports, Nick Wright, who's about to start this show with Chris Carter, you know, kind of one of those Colin Kaepernick, Whitlock type of, you know, Skip Bayless type of argument shows that, okay, you know, I personally can't stand. But Nick Wright comes on Colin Cowherd and he says, tell me one reason that Michael Jordan is a better player than LeBron James without saying six rings. I think that's an interesting take. And you know, LeBron could get to six. I think that LeBron gets punished a little bit for reaching the finals and not winning, whereas Jordan was 6-0.
Well, that is an impressive number. I mean, you know, and that's something that LeBron will never be able to say. So with that being said,
it's,
you know, maybe,
zero.
But maybe that's the way that people should put it is, you know, it's 6-0. It's not just six. It's 6-0, man. Every time that guy got to the finals, he won. So nobody else, like LeBron, will never be able to say that. But nobody, this is something that Michael can't say. Michael can't say that he was to 9 Eastern Conference Finals either. You know what I'm saying? So they both can say things that the other guy can't say. But truth be told, again, we're watching modern day greatness when we watch LeBron James every single time he gets out on the floor. And I think that that's so hard for people to swallow. The bottom line is you have to get over being so into Michael Jordan and his greatness and appreciate and realize the modern day greatness that you're watching when you watch LeBron James step on the basketball floor. So you're not going to get an argument from me that he may very well be the GOAT eventually, because I keep thinking he keeps getting closer and closer. And, you know, last year, coming back from 3-1, I'm telling you, man, nobody thought that was happening, and it did. So when people say it's done deal that the Warriors are going to win this thing, don't count LeBron James out, man. I'm sorry, but I think Cleveland has a great shot. And again, we're not even quite there yet. The Spurs might be able to knock the Warriors out. We never know, man. I don't think it's happening, but don't absolutely do not count LeBron and the Cavs out.
Yeah, Michael never went to seven straight finals, which LeBron could quite conceivably do with a little bit of good fortune against the Celtics or the Wizards, whoever they match up with in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think that it's important to state that Michael did it 3 years in a row twice. I think that that's a bigger deal than six to me is two different three-peats, broken up really only by his venture into baseball and being a little bit slow getting back into the game there in the mid-90s when the Houston Rockets were able to take advantage. I mean, if Michael Jordan doesn't retire, I don't know if the Houston Rockets get either one of those titles. So
I don't know, man. The dream was pretty unbelievable at that time. And that's why they won those, you know?
Better than the Bulls with Michael Jordan on the floor, though. That's a tough sell on me. You know, like you said, he got to the finals and he won every time that he got there.
Did you see the way that he was abusing, and I mean abusing, Patrick Ewing? Like, there was such a gap in their ability in those couple of years. I don't know, man. Olajuwon was pretty special for those couple of years.
Well, the Knicks went to two finals, and they went to one while Michael was playing baseball, and they went to another, you know, during his second retirement, before he resumed with the Wizards a year or two later. So, Michael Jordan stepping away from the game, whether temporarily or permanently, gave a lot of teams, both in the Eastern Conference and the NBA in general, some really good fortune, some really good opportunity to go get that coveted Larry O'Brien Trophy.
I don't dispute that. I think that's a great point. Him stepping away for a little while. The real question is what could have been? Like, how many more could Michael have won? And but with that being said, I would have loved to have seen Michael go head to head with Olajuwon. I mean, obviously they wouldn't have been necessarily going head to head, but their teams would have been going head to head. I mean, that was a pretty good Houston Rocket basketball team. Olajuwon, Kenny Smith, Mario Elie, Robert Horry. I mean, they had some players, man, and they had a young Robert Horry at that time.
Yeah, you know, and they were coached by Rudy T at the time. I think that here's the other thing I'll throw at you.
Cassell, if I remember correctly, as well. They had some players, man.
But when Rudy T and Phil Jackson, you know, locked horns in the Western Conference playoffs when Rudy was still with Houston, and Rudy did take over L.A., if I recall correctly, with not as much success as Phil. So head coaching, I would have still given it to the Bulls. Best player, I would have still given it to the Bulls. Let's not take anything away from the dream. I thought he was a great player. I think that it's great that he did get a ring in his, and it was what, 14th season in the league. So I mean, he was kind of at the end there, but he played really well, and you know, Houston repeated in the middle there.
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is that there, Olajuwon, if you look, go back and look at that guy for like a couple of years, dude. He was just so ridiculous, man. That like up and under fake move that he used to have, and he just would get people off the floor so well.
That's one thing that I'm seeing from LeBron is him adjusting his game as he gets older, and I think that makes him a better player. I think that he plays a lot more cerebrally, the head fakes, and he gets to the rim not by power but by intellect these days, and I think that that's what makes him even more dangerous if you're the Boston Celtics, the Washington Wizards. We know that they have a task to accomplish, or the Spurs or the Warriors, and the Warriors are obviously very familiar with LeBron, as are the Spurs and Popovich.
Look, we've never questioned the IQ level of LeBron and his ability on the basketball floor, but now with him being a little bit smarter with how he's going about handling his business and using the pump fakes and not putting his body as much on the line, I mean, that just goes with knowing the territory, man. That just goes with knowing where you are in your life and what's important to you. And going back to a conversation we had earlier in the program, they're managing his minutes so well, and the fact that they don't play him in meaningless games in the regular season. At the end of the day, dude, that's what I'm going to call those. They're meaningless games. It's all about getting in the tournament. As long as you get in the tournament somewhere in the top eight of your respective conference, you're going to make it. So, and LeBron and the Cavs have shown us year in and year out. You don't have to be in the number one spot to get to the finals. They've done it several times when they're not in the top spot. So just because you got the best player. That's the difference, man. They got the best player. He's the man. And when he wants to, he can make everybody else better, and he can shut anybody else down. So speaking of that, we got to take a quick pause for the cause, and we're going to wrap this thing up. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
That's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich, as you know, man, it's parting shot time because we do not have anybody to thank for being on the show today. It was just you and I, which was good because every now and then I just like to talk to you, man. So parting shot time, buddy. You're up.
Well, it's a very thankless show, Andy Dorf. It's my parting shot. First of all, to my mother, Katie, who, you know, I say this every year, you know, sat in the blistering cold and the sweltering heat every year to take me around to my traveling games and everything else. But, hey, you know, we're live 8 to 10 Pacific time every Sunday on this program. So I'm going to give it up for golf, for Kyle Stanley and Oosthuizen and everybody chasing down that fifth major. It's not an official major, but the Players' Championship. It's a heck of a thing to watch, and Sawgrass is a heck of a course to watch them play.
Sounds good to me, man. I'm going to give a shout-out to all the great moms as well, especially my mom. I'm looking forward to hanging out with her later today. So, obviously, she's a very special person in my life, has been there for me all throughout and supported me more so than anybody, to be honest with you. So, To all the great moms out there, and especially my mom, happy Mother's Day. Look forward to seeing you later. I love you. And obviously, Jeff, thanks for doing the program. As always, Scott, thanks to you as well for making it all possible. We got to get the heck out of Dodge. So next time, we'll talk to you right here on Dorfont Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Until then, peace, everybody. We're out of here. Hey!
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.